Where do we start this? An answer doesn't matter. We're having a good time. Right.
He couldn't wait to get in here.
You need sales balls to make sales calls. I'm tweeting that puppy. Okay.
Hi, everybody. I'm Jeffrey Gittimer, best-selling author of The Little Red Book of Selling.
And I'm Jen Gluckow, founder of Sales in a New York Minute. And this is Sell or Die, real world sales talk, no bullshit, no tricks.
And welcome to a special Thanksgiving edition of Sell or Die. We're going to be live in your Facebook feed next week, but until then, we've got great Thanksgiving-themed sales strategies ahead.
Oh yeah, helping us give thanks today, the man behind the glass, our producer, Doug Branson.
Mr. Thank You, he's known as.
Hi, Doug.
Oh, did I have that nickname now? Okay, yeah. Well, thank you for that nickname. Hello, Jennifer. Hello, Jeffrey. A reminder to our listeners, you can listen to us live next Wednesday on Facebook, facebook.com/Jeffrey Gittimer or facebook.com/Jen in any minute. And if you don't want to listen to us live or you don't have time, you can always listen to our podcast on iTunes. Just search Sell or Die on iTunes or any podcast catcher. Give us a 5-star review. Jeffrey, Jennifer, what's going on in your sales world?
Well, I've already gotten 10 Thanksgiving cards. I think they're wonderful, and I'm very appreciative to get them. But seriously, aren't those things kind of over? Isn't it better just to call somebody up on the phone and sincerely thank them? Especially when I get the ones where their name is printed, pre-printed on the card.
It seems disingenuous.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm calling my top 10 customers and thanking them for working with me and wishing them a happy Thanksgiving with their families.
So we're going to juxtapose Thanksgiving. In this show, it's going to be giving thanks.
I like it.
And I think that's the whole deal, but let me tell you before, speaking of thank yous, about a service that I absolutely love and one that can help your business. It's called Owler. Owler.com, O-W-L-E-R, is the crowdsourced competitive intelligence platform. You ready for this number? That 800,000 business professionals use to outsmart their competition, gain competitive insights, and uncover the latest industry news and alerts. I use it myself. I've signed up for some of my competitors. I've signed up for businesses that are interesting to me, especially my customers and the people that I use a lot, like Apple or American Airlines. And you get the inside scoop every single morning on my desktop. And the price is outrageous. It's free. It's for free. So here's the best part. If you sign up for free, you can follow me on Owler. I'm like their new sales guy. You can follow me and automatically receive my latest sales tips and videos along with the insights relevant to your business. So go there and click on Jeffrey Gittimer. There's like a little star there. Click on the star. Go to Owler.com. In the search box, type by Gittimer. Probably Jeffrey Gittimer too. Then click on the yellow star and follow me.
I think it's just by Gittimer.
It's completely free. You got that? It is completely 100% without cost. You get insight on your competition, insight on your industry, and a sales tip from me every day.
Look, I dare you not to do it.
Exactly.
Your competition is going to be
on
it.
What the heck are you thinking?
You're going to be missing out.
Now, we're still celebrating November.
November.
N-O-V-E-M-B-E-R. But in this show, we're also stopping to give some thanks.
How do you say thank you, Jeffrey? And what should you be saying no thank you to? It's all ahead.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I think we should get into this because it's time to sell or die.
All right, saying thank you may seem like a formality, but appreciation is one of the most important, enriching, and business-sustaining things you can do. Let's take a trip into the classroom and a free lesson from the Gittimer Learning Academy on the value of saying thank you.
Take a look.
Take a look.
Take a look. When you reward achievement, you set the stage for more achievement. Don't forget to say thank you to those who have helped you along the way. This is true not only if you are a salesperson, it's true for the corporate executives who still have their own washroom and private cafeteria. Take the time to acknowledge the people who have helped you succeed. Learn to thank them all. You need coworkers to help you succeed at all different levels of career achievement. The boss can help you, so can the truck driver. And most of the time, the lower level people provide the most help. Acknowledge them, thank them, reward them. Let them know you care. Let them know you are grateful for their help. Oh, and thank you for being my customer. Think about positively impacting others in the same way that you have been impacted. Having a mentor is a gift and can make a world of difference to the person you've invested in. Pass it on.
That's just one part of one lesson from the Little Platinum Book of Cha-Ching, which
one that
you can
find. By the way.
Yeah. It's a great book, Jeffrey. Which you can find only on the Gittimer Learning Academy, the most comprehensive sales learning experience out there.
Now, you just heard a little bit from me. I'm interested in your thoughts on the art of thank you, Jennifer. AKA Jen.
If you say I love saying thank you to people.
Yeah,
because it makes me feel good. It doesn't just make them feel good. It makes me feel good. Maybe it's a selfish thing to thank other people.
I think that thank yous are very underdone in this country. I think in other countries that we visit, thank you is a bigger thing. But
well,
here it's like, have a nice day.
You feel the sincerity in other countries. You feel it in their hug or the way they look at you or the way they say it to you.
Or kiss you on the cheek twice.
Right, that they're genuinely appreciative of whatever it is, no matter how big or how small it may be.
I think that there's an ability for us to improve our thank yous over the course of the next year. And I think that should be part of the goal. I think that we should stop saying, have a nice day. I think we should stop saying, you're all set. And I think
have a nice day. Yeah. It sounds so fake.
Like, exactly.
Seriously?
So I want everyone who's listening to think about how you thank. Starting with, you're going to sit down to a Thanksgiving dinner. You're going to have sit down to a Christmas dinner or whatever your faith is. Thank the people around the table. But don't just thank them. Say one thing about them that you really appreciate or something that they
be specific.
Acknowledge something that you have done for them or with them that makes you feel great about who they are.
Yeah.
So even your Uncle Louie, who you don't really like that much.
So I'm sure you can find something great about
Uncle
Louie.
Yeah, I'm sure
Louie.
Yeah.
That he showed up.
Yep.
But anyway, so I like collecting thank you notes from all over the world. And I buy them in advance so that if I have someone to thank for something, I don't have to go out and get the note. I have a drawer full of thank you notes. Most of them say merci beaucoup or merci or something in French.
Merci, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or they have a picture of the Eiffel Tower with thanks on it.
Yeah.
But
so it's French, in other words.
Yeah, I'm very French themed in my thank you cards.
Got it. Yeah, when I think of you, Jen, I think French.
Well,
yeah.
You do, don't you?
I do.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, so I have them ready. You know, if I need to send a thank you card, I don't have to go buy it. It's there. I can do it same day. And I think that's part of giving thanks is doing it immediately when someone does something for you and not 6 months later.
When I get something from somebody sends me a book or some, you know, which people do, I'll hold the book up, take a selfie, and immediately text them. And that, I'm acknowledging the fact that I'm grateful for what they've given me. And it serves as a personalized, customized thank you. And once I start with the Apple 7 iPhone, once I get out of the 19th century.
Yeah, how are you still on the 6?
Because I just am one of those guys. My phone works and I don't want to learn the new system yet, so I'll wait.
You haven't even upgraded the iOS.
I said I will wait.
Well, I can help you.
It asks me like every 9 seconds.
Me.
Okay, so once I get that and I'm able to jot some things down personally, it's going to look a hell of a lot more customize and personalize when you can actually draw or put something in there besides an emoji of poop.
Yeah, you can actually put like thank you, people dancing around now.
Exactly.
There's
I don't,
fun little
You know,
videos.
I'll tell you something. I don't want them to move around. I just want them to be. because I feel like if they move around, they're going to eat my battery.
Or your memory.
Yeah.
Or both.
Yeah. Yeah. So quit eating my battery, quit eating my memory, send me shit that stands still. Okay. So I think that one other thing that you should think about, what Jen was just talking about, is sending that handwritten note. Mm-hmm. I think that that genuinely elicits that feeling from you that
Well, think about, like, doing? I don't get that much mail anymore unless someone's trying to sell me something. Mm-hmm. And then they send me like a catalog or something stupid. And I love getting notes from people.
You do?
I do.
Everyone
and when
does.
It comes in the mail, I get to open it up and look inside and see who it's from and see what they had to say. And it makes me feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I send a note to someone else, I think about the same thing. I want them to get this, be genuinely surprised that they got something in the mail from me and be excited about it.
I also think that when you send the envelope out, you should handwrite it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Don't, you know, do, if you're going to do it by hand. Yeah. Do it. Do the whole thing by hand.
Yeah.
That's my opinion.
I agree. Yeah.
So
how about the importance of appreciation? Let's kind of tie this back into sales. What about sales managers? I mean, you know, not just showing appreciation to your clients, but how about showing appreciation to the staff?
Well, now's a good time to do it because at Christmas, they're expecting money. Mm-hmm. They're expecting some kind of bonus or some kind of, you know, here's the real thank you, the number of dollars.
Where's my money?
Yeah. So at Thanksgiving, it's a real solid time. And maybe it's baked cookies or maybe it's something that's customized, personalized to each person. But $20 to $100 on each person can't kill you, number one. And it's a memento.
Yeah.
And if it's something that stays on their desk, they'll always be thinking about it, I think.
I like that. As a salesperson, I always used to reach out to the CEO of my company and my sales manager and thank them.
Wait, that was just because you were trying to get a raise.
Who isn't trying to get a raise always?
Gotcha. Okay, I'm just checking.
No, but I would thank them and I would call out.
See, in sales, sincerity is the key. If you can fake that, you got it made.
I would thank them for specific things that they helped me with.
Oh, that's cool.
Either changed my career or made me think or challenged me. And I would be very specific, but I would look back on the year and find something to be grateful for. And I would send them a nice little note.
I'm going to tell you, I'm the recipient of many of those. It's very humbling.
Yeah.
When you get something like that. Very, sure. Very humbling. If someone feels like they got to just say, hey, and thanks.
Yeah. Well, I think we have someone to thank, Jeffrey.
Who? Doug. And Chris.
Doug and Chris, thank you guys.
Yeah, you do a great job.
Aren't they making this show a million times better by being able to
million,
see us?
No, 10 million times. They work their asses off. They're silent behind the screen. Doug will come in with some kind of a comment every once in a while.
It's always witty.
Chris is like Mr. Silent.
But he's working his butt off back there. Thanks,
and,
Chris.
And this stuff doesn't happen automatically. Like, we're just sitting here.
There's a lot of prep. There's
somebody else is doing all the work.
For sure.
All we.
So, Jeffrey, who else do we have to thank?
I think there's
someone else.
Okay, so this is an amazing cup of coffee, and they have been our spoken and unspoken sponsor now for almost a year, and I love these guys. They're the true story. You know, Mike Brown is the true American entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
They have a company where everyone rocks. If you go to Instagram and follow Death Wish Coffee, you will howl your ass off every morning. And this is what we need to be able to.
Yeah, well, we're telling people to be specific. So I'm going to be specific and just say that I want to thank them for keeping us awake.
Yeah.
And for their inspiring Instagram, for sure, because it makes me chuckle every day.
You chug down a cup of Death Wish Coffee, and I promise you, you're going to be up for the game.
It's made from the strongest possible combination of perfectly roasted beans. They have 100%. No bullshit, money back guarantee. We drink it in the studio when we do the show. We drink it all day long. Go get your first bag of the world's strongest coffee at deathwishcoffee.com.
Now.
All right, Jeffrey.
What are we doing now,
special
gang?
Now. It's time to play a little game.
Uh-huh.
We've been getting a little punny this month
and
celebrating November, mm-hmm. emphasis on the no. So mm-hmm. 2 weeks ago, we talked about objections, and last week we talked about rejections.
Mm-hmm.
Both great episodes. You can rewatch the best clips.
This week we're going to talk about injections.
Oh, no.
I hate needles.
Yeah, ooh, no.
I know.
No. Okay. So
I've never thanked the doctor for giving me a needle.
Well, you've thanked the doctor, but not right after a needle.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. So you can rewatch the best clips on our YouTube channels or hear the full episodes by subscribing to our podcast on iTunes. Mm-hmm. Just search Sell or Die. Anyhow.
And if you're a sales leader, this will help you with your projections.
Of course. Yes. Yes. Okay. So
well done, Jeffrey.
Thank
like
you very
that.
Kindly, Doug.
Very punny. Okay. We're not the only ones playing with the month of November. Our good friend of the show, Don, the Idea Guy, is engaged in a great little Instagram series as part of his website, BigYellowSticky.com.
So go to Don, the Idea Guy, or BigYellowSticky.
BigYellowSticky.com.
And that will get you to his Instagram account.
Yeah.
And it's pretty cool, by the way. He draws them himself.
Actually, all of these clips are on his BigYellowSticky.com, and mm-hmm. he plays on the word November and then writes an inspirational, motivational message
and
to go along with it.
And he's got 30 of them.
Oh, yeah. And he did something fun last year for November. So I thought we could play a little game. We're going to put one of these stickies with the pun blurred out. And then Jeffrey, you're going to try to guess it. So let's do one practice example, okay? So this
okay,
one
Jen.
Says, we're all brothers and all sisters. Start teaching. Oh, my goodness. We're all brothers and all sisters. Start treating each other that way.
So this is going to be Sisvember, correct?
Close. It's Brovember.
Oh, Brovember.
Yeah.
Like in the City of Brotherly Love from Philadelphia where no one likes each other.
All right.
Brovember where they boo Santa Claus.
So I'm going to give you the first real one. But again, these are coming to us courtesy of Don the Idea Guy. To learn more, you can visit him at BigYellowSticky.com. So here's the first one, Jeffrey.
All right, I'm ready. I have to look at
it. Fake it till you make it.
Oh, my golly.
Golly.
Yeah. Let's see.
Do, 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 do,
yeah.
Do,
do. Okay, here we go. Ready? Copyvember.
Fovember.
Oh, Fovember. Of course. Of course. Fake it till you make. These are pretty good, by the way.
I know. They're really good.
Okay, what's the next one?
All right, here's the next one.
Let
the
world
see
you
shine.
Sunvember. Glowvember. Of course, glow. There has to be an O in there, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so it can't be Sunvember.
Right.
Okay,
it's like,
cool.
It's like no, but not no.
They don't
no.
immediately come to mind, believe
I
it
know,
or not.
I know.
Okay, go ahead. What's
all
the
right,
next
so
one?
All right, so here's
these.
The next one. We're going to pull it up. Plan a trip to somewhere fun.
Govember.
Yes!
All right,
Govember.
This is cool. What's
all
the
right.
next one?
What seeds can you plant this month to harvest later?
Sovember.
Ooh.
What do you mean?
Grovember.
Grovember. Oh, Sovember, but sow the seeds.
Yeah, so would have been good. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Come on.
We'll have to call
that
Don
would have been better than
one.
Grovember.
Hey, grow is pretty good because you're going to grow later.
Ah, bullshit. Okay. No, it's Sovember.
It could be Grovember.
I'm calling Don personally.
All right, let's All get right, him on ahead. The phone. Name a person, place, and thing you're passionate about.
Nounvember.
Yes!
Oh, my God. That was a wild guess. Nounvember. Oh, my
right.
God. Okay, cool.
Give someone a shout out today.
Hovember.
Ho.
Oh, Yovember.
Yo!
Yovember. Okay.
Okay.
That's pretty cool. Okay.
Take a second to brag about some awesome thing you did today.
I did it, Vember. Crowvember. Oh, man. Okay. Ooh.
Don the Idea Guy at BigYellowSticky.com. These are amazing. Okay.
Yeah.
Find your groove.
Let's see. Flowvember.
I love the cheering section courtesy of Chris
hold
and Doug back there.
Hang on a second. Are these like sound effects that you're putting into this? Okay, cool.
I love this. All right, are there any more, guys? We got another one. Make a donation to a worthy
cause this month.
Yeah.
Dovember. Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. Is that it?
All right.
Crap,
all
we're
right.
out of November.
Yeah, so there's
what is he going to do for December?
Santa, no, it's just a November thing.
Santa-cember.
Yeah. Okay. So there's one thank you that you never want to hear.
What's that?
Thank you. Next, please.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, next. I love, we go to New York a lot, and It's pretty matter of fact there. It's pretty transactional there. And if they say thanks, it's almost like a blur, like you can't even hear it. Thanks. Next.
Yeah, it's not genuine. It's like, thanks, next.
Yeah.
Okay. It really means like move on. It but doesn't really mean thanks.
In Charlotte, they're touching their pearls and they're waving you a little bit. And thank y'all. I want to thank y'all. I love that. So check out this great piece of sales advice from Sales in a New York Minute.
Being a New Yorker, I have friends struggling to make it as an actor or performer on Broadway. To be successful, actors must have an ability to prepare, to persevere, and to perform, all the way through being told, "We'll call you," or "Thank you, next." Successful actors, just like successful salespeople, don't blame others. They just check their attitude. They rededicate themselves to winning. They practice more. And they move on to the next audition, or in your case, the next appointment. Don't give up. Get up, get happy, and learn from the lesson. Keep trying out for the part. A vendor of choice, that is. Do that, and you'll pass the audition. The sales audition. And your name will go up in lights on Broadway in a New York Minute.
I want my name up in lights. I would pay somebody in a theater. You know, in Chicago, they do it at Wrigley Field. If you're going to throw out the first pitch, they put your name on the billboard.
Yeah, I think you could buy that in New York.
You probably could buy that. But sure it, I mean, think can. About having your name up in lights. That's the best thank you could hear.
For sure. So while we're on the topic of thanks, we thought we'd touch on a few things.
Okay.
Looking forward to next year, especially that, you know, you should be saying thanks, but no thanks to.
Uh-huh.
So, Jeffrey, when you're looking forward to next year, looking at the year ahead, what would you say no thanks to?
I would say no thanks to donuts, bread, just empty carbohydrates.
What if
in
it's
general?
Like a croissant?
Well, then maybe a croissant or two. But
okay, or like a baguette from Paris.
You don't have to say no all the time.
Yeah.
But there has to be a kind of a pushback thing. So it's like no, but in moderation. Mm-hmm. So I'll say no to doing something that I don't really want to do. Mm-hmm. I will probably say no to getting up at 5 o'clock to go jogging for 5 miles.
You could walk Charlie at 5.
I could walk Charlie at 5 o'clock. Okay. But I think that there's
you're going to say no thanks.
There's a value to no, and there's a value to no thanks, and there's a value to yes, mm-hmm. and there's a value to yes thanks.
Well, I need to say no more because I'm very good at saying yes.
Mm-hmm.
And for next year, I'm focusing on saying no more so that I can get more things done.
Yes to yourself. Saying no to others, but yes to yourself.
Right.
That's pretty interesting.
Yeah. Because right now I'm very good at saying yes to others and no to myself.
I think every person listening falls into that category. Mm. I think everyone wants to be liked. Everyone wants to get things done for others. But I think that there has to be a selfish element of 2017 that says, hey, I'm going to do a little bit more for myself this
year. Yeah, there was a study done on some of the like top 10 most successful people in the world. And one thing that I think 8 out of 10 of them had in common was that they were all very good at saying no. And they recognized the fact that they were good at saying no. And that if it wasn't mission critical and whatever it was their mission, not like big mission, but whatever their mission was for the next 90 days, if it was a mission critical, they would just say no.
I'm going to bite my tongue on this one and I'm going to call bullshit because most of these people are millionaires or billionaires who said yes to a lot so they could get to that point. So I think that there's an evolution towards no. You can't discount opportunities. You can't say no to the Gatling gun when somebody's trying to invade you because you don't have time. So you have to evaluate things before you say no. You can't just arbitrarily say
correct.
No.
Correct. You can't just arbitrarily say no. But my mission for next year is, and even starting now, is to start saying no more.
Yeah, but no to what? Somebody offers you $100,000, you say, I don't have time? No. So you have to look at it from a standpoint.
Well, actually, it depends on what it's for.
Oh, give me a break.
If it's not on something that's going to build my business, I don't know if it's going to sidetrack me.
I'll take her $100,000.
Exactly, and I'll do the same thing. Just give him my cell phone number. How about that?
You're okay. A busy guy, Jeffrey.
I'm a very busy guy, but not too busy for $100,000.
It depends on what it's for.
Yeah, it certainly does depend on what it's for. So I'll take the $100,000. Yeah, please say no. Okay. Please.
All right.
So we're coming up on the end of the show, but
so soon.
I know.
That was like a fast show.
I know. It seems like we just started.
I don't know. You know what I would love to know next time? Like, what are our listeners? What are you saying?
Yeah.
What are you saying thank you to and no thank you to?
And who are you saying thank you to? And are there some obscure people that you could call, like an old high school teacher or college professor that you could call back up and say, hey, look who I've become. Thanks to you. And I can tell you that mentors and teachers and people that have affected your lives, parents or relatives, would love to hear from you just to say thanks. And not like happy Thanksgiving bullshit. I'm talking about a genuine thank you that goes deeper into the subject. I just got one today from Brett Hills, who sends me hot peppers on Thanksgiving and a Thanksgiving card. But the card, I can't even tell you what the card said. It was what he wrote in the card. That's what matters.
Right. And I think part of the sincerity is being specific and thanking the person, whoever you're thanking, for something very specific. Not just saying, thank you, you changed my life. How?
And not thank you for everything you've done for me. That's one thing. But
it's so cliche.
Yeah. I want you to be specific and I want you to get down into the relationship because basically – all of these people that you say thank you to, one way or the other, you have some kind of relationship with them. Mm-hmm. And maybe this year is to say yes to a deeper relationship with people rather than say no to a meeting. And, you know, I mean, it's really easy to just carve your own time out and be selfish about it. But my challenge
It's not easy. I disagree. I think it's very difficult.
Well, maybe you're right, but I doubt it.
I don't know.
But I think, though, that if you said...
If it was easy, everyone would be doing it.
That's true. So maybe you can say no, but you certainly want to make certain that you value and thank the people who are helping you grow, who are participating in your success, who are providing vital information to you or inspiration to you that will help you get to that next plateau in the next year so that you can either have a better year or maintain what you've got or – build yourself back up from where you've been because some people over the last 8 years have stumbled.
Yeah.
Economically.
Yeah.
And I think 2017 is going to be a good year, but
I think so too.
Yeah, me too. I'm very optimistic about what's about to happen.
So what's next, Doug?
Yeah, what is next, Doug?
I think there's a clip or something.
Yeah, we're coming up on the end of the show, but before we go, we wanted to leave you with a message that actually has to do with the holiday of Thanksgiving. Jeffrey, you recorded this a few years ago, but if I do say so myself, it still rings with the same power and resonance.
Do I look younger?
Sure.
Cool.
Well, let's take a look. That's the power of video.
Am I still bald?
Let's find out.
It's Thanksgiving. It's the coolest holiday of the year to me. I love Thanksgiving. Food, family, you name it. It's a time to be thankful. But I want to challenge you on the way that you're thankful, and I want to give you some things to think about during this holiday season, the kickoff of the holiday season, Thanksgiving. I don't want you to just be thankful for things. I also want you to thank. Thank people, not be thankful for something, rather be thankful for someone. And don't thank them by email. And don't give some insincere Thanksgiving card to people and think you've gotten away with it. You either thank them on the phone, not with a voicemail, but person to person. If they're far away, that's sometimes the only way you can thank them. Or thank people in person if they're in your marketplace or in your area. Now, I'm going to give you a list of people to be thankful for and to thank. You need to thank your customers. Without them, you'd have no money. You need to thank your coworkers, because without them, there would be no team of people or family of people to help your customers win. You have to thank the people of influence in your life because those are the people that have actually created this atmosphere for you to become successful. I would also thank my prospective customers. Thank them for the opportunity. Thank your vendors. They're the people that have actually made it happen in your business. Thank your close business friends because they're the ones that have given you the referrals. And then there's family. Start with your extended family, the big picture of who your family is, all the way out there to those distant relatives. Then thank your immediate family, you know, the ones that really mean a lot to you. And around that Thanksgiving table, prepare a short talk about the gratefulness and the gratitude that you have for all the people that surround you. Tell them how you really feel. But here's the secret. Early in the morning on Thanksgiving Day, begin the day by thanking yourself. Go in the bathroom mirror and thank yourself. Be thankful for the lessons that you've learned, the successes that you've had, the issues that you've had to overcome during the year. Be thankful for your family. And while I recognize that some people in your family are closer than others, on this day, be thankful for all of them. And be extra thankful for the ones that you really share genuine love with.
Wow, that music at the end just really makes me
Doug, that, ready to be thankful. I mean, he's the Leonard Bernstein of this show. So
very emotional. Like,
I know.
Pull something out of your heart when you hear that.
Well, but here's the deal. You can say whatever you want about holidays and the celebration of holidays, but Thanksgiving is the one day where you really get to hang with your family and really get to share some thoughts about what means something to you. It's always meant something to me. When I was 20 years old, I was in Europe for Thanksgiving. I was away from my family. It was the first time I'd ever been away. And I asked the people that I was renting a unit from, could I call my parents, which in the 60s was like a big deal to call from Germany to Charlotte. And they couldn't get the call through. And I was crying my eyes out because I missed my family.
Yeah.
And you don't realize it until they're not there.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you really realize how much, where's the love?
So say thanks before they're not there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Well, on that note, thank you for listening.
Yep. And watching.
For sure.
And you're on this Sell or Die podcast. And it's,
we're grateful for your
you go to my
support.
Facebook. You go to my Facebook page, facebook.com/Jeffrey Gittimer.
You can go to mine, facebook.com/Jen in any minute, either one. Or you could search your favorite podcast app, Sell or Die. Our producer is Doug Branson.
Yeah.
I thought you were showing me
showing
something.
No, I'm showing that.
I just wanted to give a more genuine thanks to our listeners. Oh. We're grateful for you guys to listen to us.
Cool.
You're what makes it fun. So our producer is Doug Branson. Our technical director is Chris Hill. And until next time, I'm Jen Gluckow.
And I'm Jeffrey Gittimer. Reminding you to get out there and sell, even if your turkey leg falls off.
Oh.